Kalamazoo oil spill prompts talk of tougher regulations. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The people who operate oil and gas pipelines and the people who regulate them met in Washington, D.C. yesterday. The forum on pipeline safety was triggered by last summer's oil spill on the Kalamazoo River and two fatal gas line explosions in California and Pennsylvania. U.S. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood says current regulations need to be stronger.
Look, we get it. We know that these pipeline breaks and explosions cause a lot of, in the case of Michigan, a lot of environmental degradation. And so we're stepping up on our side of things, and we're going to use the bully pulpit to make sure the companies do the same.
Secretary LaHood wants to increase fines for companies that violate safety rules. Representatives of the gas and oil pipeline industries both said they are working toward a goal of zero accidents. This is the Environment Report. Baiting deer is the subject of lots of debate in Lansing this month. There's a ban on feeding deer in the Lower Peninsula that could be lifted in June. The restriction was a response to the discovery of chronic wasting disease in one deer in 2008. But no more sick animals have been found, and the pressure is growing to let hunters bait wild deer. Peter Payette reports.
For at least half a century, hunters in Michigan have put out corn, sugar beets, carrots, and other vegetables to attract deer in the fall. When baiting was banned in Lower Michigan 3 years ago, a state hotline was flooded with calls from people reporting neighbors who were baiting illegally. Almost 600 tickets were issued. But now, phone calls and tickets are fewer. Assistant Chief of Law Enforcement Dean Molnar thinks people are tired of the ban and less inclined to report baiting. Molnar recently told the Natural Resources Commission hunters are also working hard to avoid being caught.
They're finding that the bait is being cut up and chopped more. We've had some reports of people actually buying juicers and are juicing their beets and their carrots, then spreading the pulp out as you would with apple mash after it was going through the cider process.
Wildlife biologists generally agree it's a bad idea to feed wild deer. Setting out a pile of food causes them to congregate in ways they usually wouldn't, and that can spread diseases like bovine tuberculosis and chronic wasting disease. Many hunters recognize this and oppose baiting. Kevin Gould from Ionia County told the commission disease is just one reason not to allow baiting.
I see huge benefits for us not baiting deer. One, it increases the number of hours and days in the woods, and I think that's a huge benefit. To be out in the woods longer, to harvest that deer, be more selective, learn about the environment, huge benefit.
But a lot of hunters want to bait, especially in northern Lower Michigan. Deer are most plentiful in the southern part of the state, and in the UP, baiting is still allowed. But up north, lots of people hunt on land where deer are scarce. Some corn or a few apples can improve their chances of seeing a deer on opening day. Don Inman thinks it should be allowed. He's a retired conservation officer who lives in Presque Isle County. The baiting ban has been around there longer because of bovine tuberculosis. Inman says the ban hurts the sport of hunting.
There's no question that the number of hunters that have been coming up here has gone down.
Inman thinks concerns about diseases might be overstated. And he says small amounts of bait don't attract big crowds of deer.
From my experience and all of my friends, too, who have hunted in this area and hunted here when bait was legal, we very seldom saw more than like four deer. We put out like a coffee can of corn, spread it around.
So far, the state's largest conservation group, Michigan United Conservation Clubs, is opposed to lifting the ban. But MUCC recently held a panel discussion to explore the issue at the request of its members. For the Environment Report, I'm Peter Payette.
And that's the Environment Report for today. I'm Rebecca Williams.